Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really special today. We're diving into this groundbreaking new book called Exchanging Value Privately: The Rise of Private Cryptocurrency. And let me tell you, this isn't just another crypto book. This is about the future of money, the fight for privacy, and how we exchange value in a world where every transaction is being watched, tracked, and weaponized against us. So Nova, what hit you first when you dug into this?
Oh man, Reese, it's like the authors cracked open the entire financial surveillance system and said, here's how we fix it. The book starts by laying out this brutal reality. We're living in an era where governments and corporations are collaborating to monitor every dollar you spend. They're building these financial panopticons where your purchases, your savings, even your debts can be used to control you. And the scariest part? Most people don't even realize it's happening.
Right, and that's why this book is so urgent. It's not just about cryptocurrency, it's about financial sovereignty. The authors make this killer point early on. Money used to be private. If you handed someone a $20 bill, that was it. No record, no trail, no third party knowing what you did with it. But now, between digital banking, credit cards, and even most cryptocurrencies, every transaction leaves a breadcrumb. And those breadcrumbs add up to a full picture of your life, what you eat, where you go, who you support, even what you believe.
Exactly. And that's where Mimblewimble comes in. The book calls it the architecture of forgetting, and that's perfect. Because most privacy coins, Monero, Zcash, even Dash, they're playing whack-a-mole with privacy. They're trying to hide transactions in a system that was never designed to be private in the first place. But Mimblewimble, it's built from the ground up to leave no traces. It's like the difference between putting a bandage on a wound and never getting cut in the first place.
Yeah, and the book really breaks down how it does this. Most blockchains, Bitcoin, Ethereum, even Monero, they store every single transaction forever. That's why the Bitcoin blockchain is over 400 gigabytes now and growing. It's a permanent, searchable ledger of everyone's financial history. But Mimblewimble uses this thing called cut-through, where it basically erases intermediate transactions. So if Alice sends Bob one coin, and Bob sends Carol that same coin, Mimblewimble doesn't store both transactions. It just records that Alice's output is now Carol's input. The middleman transaction disappears.
That's huge. Because it's not just about privacy, it's about scalability too. The book points out that Bitcoin's blockchain is growing at about 50 to 100 gigabytes per year. At that rate, in a decade, you'll need a high-end server just to run a full node. But Mimblewimble? The blockchain stays tiny. The book gives the example of Epic Cash. After years of transactions, the entire blockchain is still under a gigabyte. That means you can run a full node on a cheap laptop, or even a phone, and that's real decentralization.
And here's the thing. Most people don't realize how important that is. When only big companies or data centers can run full nodes, the network becomes centralized. It becomes controlled by a few players who can dictate the rules. But if anyone can run a node, even on a $200 phone, that's how you keep power in the hands of the people. The book makes this great analogy. It's like the difference between everyone owning a printing press versus only a few media conglomerates controlling the news. One leads to freedom. The other leads to control.
Oh, that's so true. And the book doesn't just stop at the tech. It connects this to the bigger picture. Like, why does privacy even matter? The authors talk about how financial surveillance is used to suppress dissent. They cite examples like Canada's trucker protests, where banks froze the accounts of donors, or how PayPal and Patreon have deplatformed people for their political views. When your money isn't private, it can be weaponized against you. Mimblewimble isn't just about hiding purchases. It's about protecting free speech, association, and even your ability to survive if the powers that be decide they don't like you.
Yeah, and that's why the book spends so much time on fungibility. Most people don't even know what that word means, but it's critical. Fungibility is the idea that every unit of money is equal. If I give you a $10 bill, you don't care which specific $10 bill it is. It's all the same. But in Bitcoin, not so much. The book explains how coins can get tainted if they've been used in something controversial, like darknet markets or ransomware. Exchanges and payment processors will blacklist those coins, even if you had nothing to do with their history. That's not money, that's a surveillance token.
Right, and Mimblewimble fixes that because there is no history. The book uses this great example. Imagine if every time you spent a dollar bill, it came with a full report of everywhere it's been, No one would want dirty bills. But cash doesn't work that way, and neither does Mimblewimble. Every transaction is self-contained, with no trail. So when you receive money, it's yours, with no strings attached. That's how money is supposed to work.
And that leads to another massive point the book makes: cash-like finality. With Bitcoin, you've got to wait for confirmations. Even after 6 blocks, there's still a tiny chance of a chain reorganization. But Mimblewimble transactions are final instantly. The book compares it to handing someone cash. Once it's in their hand, it's theirs. No chargebacks, no disputes, no waiting. That's a huge deal for commerce. Imagine running a business where you don't have to worry about fraudulent chargebacks or payment reversals. That's the kind of certainty that could revolutionize online markets.
Oh, and the book even talks about how this could kill off the entire payment processor industry. Right now, companies like Visa and PayPal take a cut of every transaction because they're providing this illusion of security. Don't worry, we'll handle disputes. But with Mimblewimble, you don't need them. The security is built into the protocol. No middlemen, no fees, no censorship. That's a direct threat to the trillions these companies make off our backs.
And you know what's wild? The book goes into how Mimblewimble doesn't even use addresses. In Bitcoin, you've got these public addresses that can be tied to your identity over time. But Mimblewimble uses something called stealth addresses. Every transaction generates a one-time address, so there's no reusable identifier to track. It's like if every time you got paid, your employer sent the money to a brand new bank account that only you could access. No patterns, no linking, no surveillance.
That's next level privacy. And the book really drives home how important that is in a world where chain analysis companies are selling your financial data to governments and corporations. They cite this stat: over 60% of Bitcoin transactions can be traced back to their origin using blockchain forensics. With Mimblewimble, that number drops to zero. Because there's nothing to trace. It's not just private. It's anti-surveillance by design.
And here's the kicker. The book isn't just theoretical. It dives deep into Epic Cash, which is a real implementation of Mimblewimble. The authors explain how Epic improves on even the original Mimblewimble design. For example, it adds a 3-algorithm mining approach to resist ASIC dominance, so mining stays decentralized. It also has a fixed supply. No inflation, no corporate pre-mines, just 21 million coins, like Bitcoin, but with actual privacy. The book calls it digital gold with cash-like privacy, and that's exactly what we need.
Oh, and the book also tackles the big elephant in the room: regulation. Governments hate private money because it takes away their control. The authors predict that we're going to see a massive crackdown on privacy coins in the next few years. Bans, delistings, even criminalization. But they also argue that Mimblewimble is resistant to that in a way other privacy coins aren't. Because there's no blockchain to analyze, no addresses to blacklist, no history to subpoena. It's like trying to regulate cash. Good luck with that.
Yeah, and the book makes this really interesting historical comparison. It talks about how governments have always tried to control money, from ancient coin clipping to FDR's gold confiscation to today's CBDCs. But every time, people find ways to opt out. Whether it was gold smuggling in the 1930s or Bitcoin in the 2010s, people will find ways to transact freely. Mimblewimble is just the next evolution of that. It's not about evading taxes or hiding illegal activity. It's about preserving the basic human right to exchange value without surveillance.
That's the part that really stuck with me. The book frames this as a moral issue. They argue that financial privacy isn't just a convenience, it's a fundamental right. Without it, you don't have true freedom of association, freedom of speech, or even freedom of thought. Because if someone can track every dollar you spend, they can punish you for supporting the wrong causes, buying the wrong books, or even eating the wrong foods. That's not a free society. That's a financial prison.
And that's why the book ends with this call to action. It's not just about using Mimblewimble, it's about spreading it. The more people use private money, the harder it is for the surveillance state to function. The authors compare it to encryption in the 1990s. Back then, governments tried to ban strong crypto, calling it a tool for criminals. But today, we all use encryption every day. HTTPS, Signal, WhatsApp. Private money could follow the same path. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Oh, That's such a powerful way to end it, because this isn't just about tech, it's about culture. The book talks about how money shapes society. When money is private, people are free to experiment, to dissent, to live outside the mainstream. But when money is surveilled, conformity becomes the only safe option. So this isn't just a fight for better crypto, it's a fight for the kind of world we want to live in. One where you're free to transact, to save, to live, without asking for permission.
And you know what's amazing? This book is totally free to download, read, and share over at BrightLearn AI. The authors want this knowledge to spread because they know this isn't just about making money. It's about preserving freedom. And that's why we're talking about it today. This is the kind of stuff that could actually change the game if enough people wake up to it.
Absolutely. And you know, Reese, the more I think about it, the more I realize this isn't just about crypto enthusiasts. This is for everyone. If you care about privacy, if you're sick of banks and governments treating your money like it's their money, if you just want to be able to buy a coffee without some algorithm profiling you, this book is for you. It's written in a way that's actually readable. No jargon, no hype, just a clear explanation of how we can take back control.
Yeah, and it's not just for techies. The book breaks down complex ideas like Pedersen commitments, CoinJoin, and Dandelion++ in a way that anyone can understand. It's like a crash course in financial privacy, but without the usual crypto bro nonsense. And that's rare. Most crypto books are either too technical or too salesy. This one? It's just honest.
And that's what we need more of. Honest conversations about what money should be. Because, let's face it, our current system is broken. Banks freeze accounts on a whim. Governments print money to infinity. Corporations track every purchase. We've forgotten what real money even looks like. But this book? It's a reminder. And a roadmap.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So if you're listening and you care about these things, privacy, freedom, real money, go check out Exchanging Value Privately at BrightLearn AI. It's free, it's eye-opening, and it might just change how you think about money forever.
And hey, while you're there, remember, you can create your own books on any topic completely free in just a few minutes at BrightLearn AI. Because knowledge is power, and power, well, power should be in your hands.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.ai. Until then, stay curious, stay free, and keep questioning the system. See you soon!